Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God. A mighty God we serve. And He's good. His return is soon. His justice is perfect. Intricate. Detailed. And He's trying to save us all. All who have ears to hear. He loves every soul. Every soul on earth. He died in the place of us all. And He took on every form of disease we could have. By His stripes we're healed. And He bore our sickness, carried our disease, healed our spirit, healed our soul, healed our mind. They put a crown of thorns on His head. He bought and paid for every blessing we could possibly have. No man on earth didn't have a disease that Jesus didn't have. Jesus had the same disease that we suffer through. He had it on Himself. He knows how your pain feels. He saved you perfectly, intricately. Even the heartache. He saved you up from heartache. But you got to trust Him. You got to believe Him. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now it's your turn to do something with what He did for you. The question is not God's will anymore. That's the wrong question. Cold religion would have you ask that question. Uncertainty would have you ask that question. Estrangement from the Lord would have you ask those kinds of questions. Is it God's will to heal me? It most certainly is His will for you to be like He is. Not only healed physically, but spiritually. And you know, cold religion will say spiritually only. That doesn't make sense. He gave you a new spirit from the new birth. Your spirit can't get sick, but your body can. And your mind can be sick too. But not if you receive what Jesus did for you. As we receive what Jesus did, we change the facts in our body, the facts in our mind. We get saved and washed in blood. We change the facts in our heart, in our spirit, man. And we're in the kingdom of God. We will live forever. We can't go back to darkness and live forever, but if we stay in the light, He's faithful and just to forgive us of every one of our sins. And we can't get enough forgiveness. God made it plain. If we don't forgive each other, He won't forgive us. And you have to pay for all your sins again. Jesus gave us the parable. Now, Jesus said something interesting once. He said, search the scriptures to make sure you have eternal life. He was talking to the Pharisees. But remember, the Pharisees were wrong. But sometimes, as Christians, as believers, we take the wrong direction in life. And we're just as wrong as the Pharisee. And when that happens, we need to repent. We need to go back to following God. That's why the word is written. Go back to your first love. Do the first works over again. Go back to the way you were when you first got saved. Because people drift away. They become busy like the Laodiceans. And lose their love for God and gain that love for the world, have a reputation for following God. And sometime there, you know, we go through all the phases of the seven churches. Those are things that Jesus has to say. That's your measuring rod. If you want to know how good you're doing, go back and study what Jesus said to the seven churches. Receive the instructions of 2 Peter chapter 1. Receive the instructions of the whole book of 1 Peter. And look at what God did in the beginning. What He did in Genesis is what He's doing now. When God, after God said, let there be light, verse 4, He said, and God saw the light that it was good, and He divided the light from the darkness. He divides the sheep from the goat. The wheat from the chaff. People of God from people of Satan. He gives grace to the humble and He resists the proud. He's still dividing. He's choosing the light. The light is good. And he divides the light from the darkness. And when people in 1 John, Apostle John points out the fact that love, having a love for the world, is enmity with God. Remember, God put enmity between the seed of woman, which is Jesus, and the serpent, which is Satan. And naturally so too. Just like there's enmity between men and snakes, there's enmity between light and darkness on every level, whether it's man, whether it's the word of God versus the word of Satan, whether it's life and death. God chose life and divided it from darkness. His word does the same thing. He does the same thing. I do the same thing as I follow him. Now, Jesus is the light of the world. So as he is, so are we in this world. We've been made righteous by his blood. It was his DNA that made us righteous, not ours. It was his works. And our faith activated it for us as an individual. The blood does not apply until we believe. Just like in the Passover, the blood didn't do them no good until they put it on their doorposts and lintels. Then that firstborn child was spared. Every family had to do that. And all the families that didn't do that, their firstborn child died. And there was such a cry in Egypt that they heard it from in other cities. Their voices resonated so bad they could hear it in faraway lands. Now, that was deep sorrow, because God divides light from darkness. He's not going to stop. He always will. He always did, and he's going to do it now. He's going to finish and judge the earth for the rejection of the holy blood of Jesus Christ. Rejecting the Lord is very dangerous. It's not good. But does God love us? Yes, he does. Even in the judgments listed in Revelation, the Lord did it in a way to cause people to repent. All the storms and all the earthquakes and all the plagues, everything is done to cause people to repent. See, the earth needs to be up in those days, so angels will preach a gospel, not the gospel to Jesus, but they're going to preach and tell people not to receive the mark of the beast. People are going to hear it from the air, and it'll be angels doing that. And it's going to be audible in every language, and they're going to hear it. Now, the Lord takes great, he's taken great measures to divide light from darkness. The way people have interpreted his word for years don't include that. Many preachers have danced around it, and nobody pointed it out. They don't point it out enough, if any. But this is what comes up now to me, for me to minister. Now, I rarely touched on it myself, but now the Lord's putting a heavy burden to do that, to show people that his, to go back to the light. He chose the light and rejected darkness. And if you do the same thing, you say, you gotta do what he does. To have his success, you gotta do what he does. God chose light, you gotta choose light and reject darkness. When people wanna, if you're married and your spouse wanna leave because you love God, let them leave. You can't make people serve God. And definitely you don't have to compromise for anybody at any time for any reason. That's not necessary. If they look, God said that if an unbeliever leaves you, let them go. If people want to leave so they can play with the world, you just got promoted. And then children are involved, but that's just the way it is. Even though children are involved, it doesn't matter who's involved. Don't stop loving the person. Don't stop loving people. But just don't. It's not wise to compromise. It's wise to follow the Lord and do things the way of the Lord. and understand what he has to say. Because God loves us so much. And his word works. And all the things that's against life is out there. It's not going to stop. People are going to keep the opinions they have. Some will get saved and some will get hardened. But it takes the Holy Spirit to help guide us in this life. He will show you how to love them anyway and do good to them anyway in hopes that they change. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to compromise. You don't have to give in and stop going forward in the Lord. In fact, if you're steadily serving God and people start pushing back and wanting to leave your presence because you love God, love him some more. Because that's the way of God. I won't let anybody have my first love for God. And I seek to do things in wisdom and not go off on a tangent. But loving God is not off on a wild tangent. That's a good tangent to be on. I have no regrets when I love God and love man. Even when people did me wrong, I don't regret any of it. I'm thankful to God that I was strong enough to love them when they needed me to. I thank God that I was always strong enough in him. All my victory, you know, I appreciate all the victory that happened because I was serving God. So I thank God for every opportunity to share the gospel and be a blessing to people. And everything that turned out right, I thank God for all of it. And I'm glad to share in his love. It's a blessing. Now, the love of God always blesses others. The love that I'm talking about, sometimes you have to clarify things. The love of God I'm talking about is way beyond cold religion. It's beyond religiosity. The things that people turn into God's will. God's pure will is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I made mention earlier that about people loving the light and loving darkness. It's important that people love the way of love is light. When a man can use a woman and walk away, that's not love. The way the Lord helped me overcome temptation, he taught me how to love women that were trying to tempt me. He taught me to love them, to walk in love. And I endeavored to love people. I saw their need. I saw how they were. I prayed to see all women beside my wife as my sisters. And I said, Lord, I want you to really help me do this. I stuck with the love of God and overcame what I thought would be the end of me. And it worked. Then he turned around and taught me not to fear it. And that's when everything just fell in place. And I wasn't tempted anymore. And I was free from it. Love and reject fear. He said, don't fear falling. And everything just came together. I was already endeavoring to love people. Now, if you listen to these broadcasts enough, you'll know that when I'm confronted with a situation, if somebody do me wrong or if they're a threat or whatever, I pray for them. I love them and I pray for them sincerely before the Lord. And I really want the Lord to bless them. And I don't fear them, because perfect love casts out fear. Now, I also stated that if somebody wants to leave because they love the world and they won't repent, I said, if they leave you, you got promoted. Because you can't build your life with somebody that loves the world. There's enmity there. There'll be enmity in your house to no end. Unless both people love God. If one person saved and the other person wants to go back to the world, there's enmity. Let's say even both people are saved, but one starts looking at the world. The one that, when that starts happening, there's enmity begins. Even though you love that person, even though that person may love you, enmity begins wherever there's darkness. Selfishness, aggravation, strife, unforgiveness, all those things will start occurring. And people are smart and intelligent. Stay in the love of God, you might be able to inspire them back into the kingdom. Now, don't mistake a disagreement for them loving darkness. See, you have to spell things out. Sometimes people, they don't get it. Love them. No man can judge the heart and motives of men but God. Jesus told us not to judge. We're not qualified, but the Holy Ghost is. And I always tell people, draw near to the Lord in your crisis, and he'll show you the truth about people. And sometimes it's just a misunderstanding that have turned into strife, and nobody's in the dark. But there's a lot of blaming going on. Forgive them. A person did me wrong before, and I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, forgive him. And I said, oh, that's a no-brainer. Forgive him. I started laughing. I should have known better. You know, it's like I could have had a V8. You hit yourself in the head, I could have had a V8. Instead of something that harmed me. Forgive him. And love him anyway. Be patient with people. Now, when people love the world, you're going to know it. They're going to, when enmity happens, you'll know it. But when it does, hopefully it won't, that's something that I wish nobody had to experience ever again. But it happens. Seek the Lord and let the Lord guide you in how to deal with his people. Because if you handle it right, you can save the marriage. You can save the relationship. You can keep the church from splitting over nothing. And you can drive Satan out. Like that, that's what needs to happen. Drive out the strife. Don't divorce the person before you divorce the strife and the unforgiveness. But there are people out there that love this cold-hearted world. And they always, my friend, become the enemy of God. And when they leave you, you got promoted. It's hurtful. You built your life together. Then a person after 30, 40 years of good marriage, then they want to leave. That doesn't make sense. It's designed to cripple you. Don't let it cripple you. Heal up. Because, see, Jesus, we have the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Things cause heaviness. It does. There are things and people out there that cause you to be heavy-hearted. It's a lot of pain. But the Lord, sometimes we don't know what he can do. We never had cancer. We never been on the deathbed. We don't know him. We don't know how he can raise us up when it looked like we're going to do nothing but die. Well, sometimes things hurt a person so deep in their soul, in their heart, in their mind. And the Lord can comfort you. And you will know him as your comforter. You will know him as a banner over you. you'll know him as a savior. Just like we know him as a savior, we can know him as a comforter and as a healer and as a provider and a protector. We can know him as a counselor. We can learn his wisdom. We can know him as a judge even. Because sometimes along somewhere, God's going to have to judge somebody, and you can know him as a judge. Hopefully it won't be you. And I had to give people heavy words before what would happen if they didn't do this or that. And I saw it happen. I know him as a judge too. It's a miserable thing to fall into the hands of God as an enemy. I'm not picking a fight with God. I love him. And I love his ways. I love his wisdom. I'm not mad at him. But I definitely don't want to fight him. What? Recently the Lord said, I'm dangerous. And he is. He's very dangerous. Now, cold religion will say, oh, he loves everybody. He'll just let sin happen. He won't do anything. Just believe on Jesus and he'll let you in heaven. No. No. No, he won't. He'll give you over to your own fleshly mind if you don't repent. He'll let you believe a lie if that's what you want to do. He will resist the proud. I've seen him do it. When people go get in pride, the Lord resists them. I talk about all the time how he would give me fresh revelation, and I want to share it with some of my friends, some of my pastor friends. And I didn't realize that they drifted into pride. And then the Lord would take that word, and I couldn't get to it. It's like I forgot all of it until I leave that presence, and then it all comes back. That happened when it started happening. I said, what in the world is going on? How come I couldn't remember that? It took a long time. This happened for a while. You know, I mentioned it many times before. I thought Satan did something. Satan had nothing to do with that. God was resisting the proud because they got in pride. I figured it out later. The Lord loves us all, but he handles people according to wisdom. And that kind of wisdom we can only learn from him. So I don't put pressure on myself for what I don't know, but I live with my eyes open so that I can sense what he has to say and do better. I can do better if I learn better. I can't do better if I don't know better. But God can. He loves us all. He loves us deeply, sincerely. Now, I want you to know him. I want you to know what he can do in you. And I want you to be blessed by him. As we go forward in the Lord doing all the stand, he will certainly help us go forward. He will certainly help us do what we got to do. He will certainly be a blessing to us. He loves us like that. It's worth it to love people that are contrary. It's worth it to forgive people who are nasty. It's worth it to help people who want to be a burden to you. Now, when they, you know, a grown person, you don't have to take care of them as if they're a child. But you don't have to stop loving them. It's important to walk in love, to share in God's love, to share God's love with others, to represent it so that they can live and come out of this negative world. And if you handle it right, you will heal up. You will be blessed beyond measure. And you won't regret it. I don't regret walking in love, even when people didn't do me right. And I never will. Yeah, I never regret serving God. I'm glad that he is my king. I'm glad I can get answers. I greatly benefit from his love. So I receive his love, and then I turn around and love others. It's a blessing. And it's worth it. Now, the Lord won't forget your labor of love towards others. People can't always appreciate it. You can, this is something that is also fair for me to let you know. You can love people with all your heart, just like I'm expressing. But that doesn't mean that they're going to love you. Just like people don't respond to the love of God. Sometimes it's because of lack of knowledge. Sometimes they just desire the world more. It's not about how they treat you. It's about how you treat them. You can do everything right. If you don't love God yourself and people treat you right, sometimes you can't appreciate their efforts, their charity, their love, their kindness, unless you love them. You can love a person with all your heart, and if they're in pride, they won't value it. It's just like the blood of Jesus. The world don't value the blood of Jesus. They get angry. They don't know what he's giving them. They don't know. There are demons wish they could undo what they did and stay in the love of God, but they chose to walk out because darkness turns your heart away from God against all wisdom and against all logic. It is crazy. It's a form of insanity, but that's what darkness is. That's why God rejected it in the first place. The Lord is capable of understanding all things, and he hates darkness because it turns you. Satan thought he could turn God, but he can't. And I'm growing in the love of God. Since the Lord taught me how to love his people, I've grown in the love of God. You can grow and become even stronger every day as time goes on. And that's what God did. That's why I say it's worth it. People will turn on you. They will go back to the world. You can love them, and you can praise God and receive all the strength you need to continue strong. And I know this. Now, when you're in the middle of the storm, my words are challenging. But this is what I learned from the Lord. It's a blessing. It's an honor to honor those that don't honor you. Jesus said, if you love like the Pharisees and only bless those that can help you, what thank have you? But if you love them that despitefully use you, that's like you're like a treasure in God's eyes. And remember, you're going to lose something if you follow God, but God is able to give you the years that the cankerworm ate. People can do you wrong and cause you to lose a house, a car, a job, a career, and start over. You might even go to jail because they put you in child support and you couldn't pay it. And they laughed at you and they mock you. But the Lord is able to give you those bad years back. You can outlast them. There are some evil people out there. And when they leave your life, you got promoted. But by all means, do it God's way. Do his wisdom. Don't attempt to handle the problem with the amount of wisdom that you already have. It's not enough. You're going to have to, when you're in a crisis, always go back to the Word of God and dig in deep, receive his counsel, and come back stronger. You owe it to yourself. It's worth it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. He truly loves you. And Jesus is our loving Lord.